Our Lord has risen from the dead. The long anticipation of our Lenten season is over. Once again this Sunday, we sing the Gloria and the Alleluia, these songs of praise, these words of praise. We once again raise them to our Lord. And we do believe that our Lord has risen from the dead. You know, sadly, there are those in the world who don't. You know, if you turn on the History Channel, I haven't looked. I was tempted to look before I came over, but I almost guarantee that if you turn on the History Channel today, there's going to be shows about how Jesus never died in the first place. He's just a stand-in. You know, it was Judas Iscariot, or it was an image of Jesus. That's what some of these shows might tell you. Other shows on the History Channel might tell you that he did die, but he never rose again. That was made up by Peter and the apostles. Another set of shows might tell you that Jesus never really even existed. He was just a concept that Peter and the apostles made up. I call these the History Channel theories. They're about as useless as they can be, but they make a lot of money for the History Channel promoting them. So every time during Easter season, you see these theories trotted out again as they're the latest and greatest in theology. They're not. They've been debunked thousands of years ago. You know, but we shouldn't be surprised that there are those in the world today who don't believe in our Lord and don't believe that he rose from the dead. Because as we see in the gospel, not even Peter and the apostles believed. The disciples didn't even believe. They had to go and see the tomb for themselves. They had to see the empty tomb to see that our Lord was no longer there. They had to see our Lord and speak to our Lord before they could believe. You know, the chief priests and the Pharisees, as we saw on Palm Sunday when we celebrated the Passion, remember the Passion of our Lord, they certainly didn't believe. Matter of fact, they ended up asking Pilate for guards and a stone to be placed over the tomb so that no one could steal the body. Disbelief was common then. You know, they didn't understand the resurrection, as the last line of the gospel says, for they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to die, rise from the dead. They didn't understand, so why should we expect anything different today? Why shouldn't we expect that there are people in our world today who don't believe in the resurrection? But yet, we as Christians do believe that Jesus rose from the dead, and we do believe that he ascended into heaven. We wouldn't be here today on this Easter Sunday, this beautiful, sunny Easter Sunday. We wouldn't be here if we didn't believe in that. We're here because we seek the promises of St. Paul. St. Peter and Paul, both of them made these promises. Peter in Acts, everyone who believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Colossians, when Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. Promises of an eternal reward if we're faithful to our Lord. But because we believe, we're called to behave differently than the rest of the world does. We're called to think differently. We're called to act differently. We need to realize that Jesus is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. Therefore, we need to think of what is above, not of what is on earth. We need to put our focus on heavenly things, not earthly things. Earthly things aren't bad so long as they're used appropriately. But when they become our focus, it pulls us away from God. It pulls us away from those promises that we have as Christians. Through our baptisms, which we will actually celebrate a couple of baptisms here in just a moment, we were raised with Christ. This leads us to be challenged. To be challenged for us to think what is above, so that one day we may join him.